Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Andy Goss. Andy, I need your website. Tell folks what you do.
USGoldCoins.com, and that kind of says what I do, doesn't it? I buy and sell American gold and silver rare coins. So if you have any of those old $20 gold pieces or old silver dollars back when money was real, certainly I'm interested in buying them. And I help investors put portfolios together that decide that inflation is a problem. So that's what I do. And if you'd like to reach me, you can. Your website at usgoldcoins.com or give me a call at 800-468-2646.
And you send them, you'll send them some free books, booklets out, won't you? I'm talking to members, people who are listening to your on my show who've told me that, that those books are outstanding.
So, yeah, if you'll mention the Small Business Advocate or Jim Blasingame, I'll send you three audio CDs and a full background, enough so that you can – I mean, I'd love to have your business, but if you follow the rules in on the CDs and in the pamphlets, it doesn't matter who you buy from.
Right.
If you follow the rules and buy what the what you're kind of guided to, you'll see the difference on the bottom line.
We appreciate that. Andy, I want to change subjects away from monetary for a second. I want to get you – I weighed in on President Trump's trip to South Korea – to Singapore this week in a previous segment, just me and the audience. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I think that nothing bad is going to come from what happened this week, and a lot of good could come from it, and it could be a game changer for the world. What do you think? Is that hyperbole?
Well, no, sir. You remember remember that Kim is a fatherless child. He's a 36-year-old man who could use a 72-year-old father figure. I know I'm early on President Trump. It's not his birthday till tomorrow, so make sure you say happy birthday to him, folks, and I think he's doing just what he did, just what Mr. Kim needs at this time in his life. He needs someone to guide him. And I think President Trump will bring him into the fold, so to speak, much the way, you know, Richard Nixon's trip to China kind of sparked that whole thing back in 72. I think this could be the beginning of a very wonderful thing for not just for North Korea and South Korea, but for the entire world. Poor Japan, sitting there worrying when a bomb's going to blow up. You know, they can stop and rest easy.
Right. Guam, Philippines, Hawaii, for God's sake. You know, the thing is that there are people who are gonna who are still running the president down for what he's done this week. But when you understand that every global thinker I know, I have on my show, and I'm talking about from Steve Forbes to on down, there's several of them, Gordon Chang and many others, for the last 2 years, whenever I've asked any of them, what is the single greatest existential threat to the world, not just America, but to the world? Every one of them, without blinking, without hesitating, said North Korea. Now, the fact that we went from that to this man sitting at a table with a president and signing a document that said he would denuclearize, even though he hasn't done it yet, said that he would, we've come a long way, and President Trump deserves a lot of credit for that.
Oh, indeed he does. And, you know, the actions of the father shouldn't reflect on the son. And I get it. His dad was a totalitarian dictator, and maybe he started his son out along that path, but there's no reason he has to stay there. That was just wrong thinking. And President Trump will bring him around to the correct way to think. I think it's going to be good for the entire world.
And if this could happen over the next, say, 5 years, if we could actually see verifiable denuclearization, if North Korea started, because we could start trading with them, there could be some kind of combining of the nation, those two countries over there, the end of the war, we could actually declare the end of the Korean War. Tell me that's not a game changer with countries like Iran, even with Russia.
Yeah, but I bet for many people it still won't equal a peace prize for President Trump. You know, this is the favoritism, well, the lack of favoritism really just alarms me. I yeah. can't believe how many people. I heard one of those pundits on HBO, Bill something yeah, or another, right. say, well, I pray for a recession.
Right. I
because
heard
we don't want this president to succeed.
Yeah.
My goodness. How callous can you be to
well,
help your fellow American?
That's intellectual dishonesty. But you talked about the Peace Prize. If I were President Trump, after they gave President Obama the Peace Prize for doing nothing, if they tried to give me the Peace Prize, I'd turn it down.
Yeah, it really has no value. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, I love what his statement right after I heard the speculation, he said, peace is prize enough.
That's right.
And
well said. Hey, Andy,
like a two-state.
I need your website quickly again.
USGoldCoins.com or 1-800-468-2646. Mention a small business advocate or Jim Blasingame, and we'll take care of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.